Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
From football star to convicted felon, O.J. Simpson is dead at the age of 76. Dave and I are going to spend a few minutes talking about how he will be most remembered, likely not for all of the yardage he gained during his NFL career, but more or less the fact that he skated in the 90s, not getting the conviction for the murder of his wife and her friend, Ron Goldberg. Ex-wife, I should say.
Yeah, I was so shocked on so many levels because O.J. Simpson was not just an enormous star because he was a great football player. He was an actor. He was charming. He was all of these things. And then when the murders happened, everything changes. And I don't think there's any question. Nobody remembers. Nobody thinks about his football career. Nobody thinks about his movie career. No one thinks about that. When you say O.J. Simpson, immediately you get a pit in your stomach and you remember that those two murdered individuals never got their justice. It's 9:07. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
And here are three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
Well, Joseph may have come too late for Ron and Nicole, but eventually he landed himself in prison. O.J. Simpson, dead of cancer at the age of 76. His family posting that to X. Certainly his tumultuous life after the NFL is what I'll most remember him for. The infamous slow-speed pursuit in that white Bronco after the murder of his ex-wife and her friend Ron Goldman. Of course, found not guilty at his widely watched and televised trial.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the information.
I will never forget that gasp. When that was announced, you can hear an audible gasp at the reading because it was such a shocking verdict.
Countdown to...
Locally, the International Olympic Committee continuing its tour of Utah today to put, I think, what is going to be an exclamation point on our bid to bring the games back to 2034. They're touring some of the venues where events will be held. And I wonder if expanding tracks and front runner are part of the 30,000-foot-up plan as 2034 closes in. We're going to talk live to UTA. If this Olympic-sized push will be a win for Utah commuters, too. They're calling the show a little later, Dave.
As much as it may feel like a repeat, this is a completely different games. The population of Utah, there's a lot of moving parts, and I think public transit could play an absolutely crucial role, not just for the games, but for Utahns in general for the decades to come.
Launch countdown one.
Speaking of moving parts, when are we going to move the Arizona Coyotes to Salt Lake City? It was initially a wish that turned into a rumor that seems to be coming a reality. And we're going to take a deep dive into the prospect that NHL hockey is likely coming to SLC. But when?
And bring NHL hockey to Salt Lake City in time for puck drop in October.
Can you believe that? 6 months out there talking about bringing hockey by October? I need 6 months to move out of my own house. This is a billion-dollar organization, 500 miles away, hundreds of employees, not just the star players. It's the Zamboni driver that just had his life turned upside down.
Dave and Dejanovic.
The launch.
Commence.
We're going to begin with our developing story, and that is that former NFL superstar turned convicted felon, O.J. Simpson, is dead of cancer at the age of 76. And it felt like to me that Nicole and Ron finally got their justice many years later after they were both found dead. When Simpson was caught and found guilty of armed robbery in Las Vegas. He was sentenced to 33 years behind bars. And I thought, finally, it's caught up to you. And I think a lot of people felt the same way. But he was paroled early, which, you know, he was granted parole in 2017. And what shocked me is when he went before the parole board in Nevada and continued to spin the story.
When I came into the room, I noticed spread out everywhere was my personal property. You know, the only thing I saw that was on display that wasn't mine was some baseballs. And I made it clear to everybody, those are not mine. All I want is my property, and I think there's a tape of it. You hear me on at least three or four occasions say, I just want my property.
Yeah, it's armed robbery inside a Las Vegas hotel room, trying to get his memorabilia back. Well, he was convicted, served to 33 years, served not quite that much, maybe a third of it.
Doesn't this feel like the whole Al Capone thing? Like, everybody knows what happened with OJ, but they got him on almost a technicality armed robbery, but it was the murders that we care about. Sure, we got Al Capone for tax evasion, but everyone knew what is going on behind the scenes. So yeah, it feels like some sort of justice on some level because he went to prison, but he murdered these people. And everyone knew it in this country, and he got off.
Well, what convinced me may have not even been the fact that what happened before the jury, but it was the slow speed car chase that he engaged in that white Bronco so many years ago after his ex-wife and her friend Ron were found dead.
You can only assume that he plans to get off at sunset and go towards perhaps his home. It is an amazing sight. Along the right-hand shoulder, people have pulled over, many of them carrying signs such as signs reading things like "Save the Juice," "Go OJ." People are literally cheering him on.
I was sitting there watching it that night. I went home from work at Channel 4 News here in town, and it was on television. It was the only thing on television, and I sat there and watched that unfold, and I thought, what a way to scream you're guilty, dude. And then he was found not guilty, to the shock of so many.
To give you an idea of what an impact this was on the United States in general, I remember who was driving the white Ford Bronco, Al Cowlings. I mean, that's the kind of investment we had as this country. We knew who the driver of the white Ford Bronco was.
Here's Larry King, the night of that OJ car chase, that infamous car chase.
This is Interstate 5, and this is courtesy of KCALR, one of our LA affiliates. Police believe that OJ Simpson is in that car. Okay. Police believe he is in that vehicle.
At this point, that the officers would do just about whatever they do in any type of a pursuit.
Now they're telling me that they believe that this vehicle is registered to Al Cowlings, one of OJ's oldest friends, a teammate at Southern Cal.
He had it all, and then he had nothing at all, and now he's dead at the age of 76 of cancer. What a way to go from fame to felon. I mean, Dave, what are your thoughts? You're a big sports guy. You've been in the sports world for so long before you started this show with me. What are your thoughts about him? How will you remember him?
Of course, great football player. None of it matters. No one will remember anything. He's basically been erased from sports memory because it was such a horrific crime, and the fact that justice was not served. He has been erased largely. You just don't hear it in the sports worlds. When you talk about the all-time greats, which technically he was, his name never pops up because of the stain of the murders.
Next, let's get into some happy news. Let's talk about the NHL coming to SLC.
This is developing rapidly. It's not done, but I'm told that they've made significant and meaningful progress on